Let's get started because I'm excited. We're essentially going back in time and then seeing how this meeting, what we've learned or unlearned from this meeting and why it's important and my assertion behind it. So in November of 2016, we launched with the help of Wes and Seth what was known at the time as Teach and Learn. And it was built off this assertion that we have smart people in our community. And we all have this deep expertise in a ton of different areas. And how can we learn from each other and continue that momentum? And that momentum is what we as Alt MBAers, and everyone in here was in Alt MBA. So us as Alt MBAers knew to be this fast, continue to put your work out there. So today I want to point out my top four things and for why this meeting is important. So If I think of 1994, a guy by the name of Jeff Bezos built a company, and it was later rebranded to be called at what we know as Amazon. And if you look at his story, the company, it took them a year to sell their first book, which is wild to think about. It took them 7 years for their company actually to turn a profit. So they built it in 1994, and then it wasn't until 2001 that they actually, for each share in Amazon, they made 1 cent. Crazy, right? Stephen Pressfield, the author of, as we know, Turning Pro or The War of Art. He wrote for 17 years before he earned his first penny. And he talks about this on his blog, where he wrote for 27 years before he even got his first novel published. So 21 different jobs, 11 states he worked during this time. He taught at school. He drove a tractor trailers. He worked in advertising, screenwriter. He worked on oil rigs. He picked up fruit as a migrant worker. And so he talks through these things and says, what I want and I hope you take from this is that you can learn from my mistakes. He says, it's about you avoiding the dead ends where I drove myself into before I found myself as a writer. So this leads me to point number one, is habits. So when we built this, it was, what is the momentum from Alt MBA and from the expertise that we individually have? And that habit, we knew we had to build that into this system. And so in order to keep that momentum in learning from the community where we have smart people and they have a depth of expertise and a deep knowledge of their industry in many different areas, we had to show up every single week. It was the habit. And Stephen Pressfield calls this turning pro and literally doing the emotional labor for the work we don't feel like doing. And today it's 74 degrees outside and that's wild. I'd love to be out there, but it's not what a pro does. So if you think about this and learning for the last 30 plus years or however many years you've been learning, sometimes we have to unlearn what we've been taught. But what I've seen from those who have come before me and the habits that drive the change or changes that are noticed, Jeff Bezos took his insight to an assertion and where the industry was going, and he followed that assertion by putting it into action. So let me break that down a little bit more, and that leads me to point number two, generosity. So this generosity is a key component to why the meeting is important. This is a similarity to some of the teachings that we've seen with Seth Godin, and eventually where Deloitte Consulting, or actually I think they're mostly an accounting firm or built originally as an accounting firm, is coming around to as well. That the once and done model of learning and technical education or university, it's completely gone. So going forward, the need for ongoing education, literally lifetime education, and Deloitte talks about this, that this means that the institutions that we have, the way we think about education, is going to require changes. And those changes require individuals to be generous. So if we look at Wes Kao's talk in 2016, she talks about this as we're being generous and sharing our assertion and teaching something that we have a specific expertise in, is really being brave enough to put it out there and start more inspiration for the audience to say, do I agree or do I not agree? And this leads me to point number three on why this meeting is important. When developing our target audience for Teach and Learn, and now on learnings, we really focused on who is it for. Now, you might say that it's for all MBA alumni, but it's not. Who are we trying to please? And point number three is those that are curious. So Theodore Roosevelt isn't close to being my favorite president, and he isn't even close to being the person I admire most in the United States government. But he has this quote that you've probably heard, and if you haven't, I'm going to paraphrase it, because it speaks to the curiosity of the group. And he talks about, it's not the critic who counts, or not the person who points out how the brave stumble, or where the doer of deeds could have or should have done better. The credit belongs to those who actually are in the arena, whose face has been essentially marred by dust, this emotional labor for those who are striving, who come up short again and again, but there is no effort without error and shortcoming. And so those that actually strive with this to do these deeds, who know with great enthusiasm and great devotion, who speak up in time of a worthy cause, who at the best knows the end of the triumph of high achievement, who at the worst fails, at least fails with daring greatly. So there's this level of courage and curiosity when stepping out to share your assertion in this setting. And as a speaker, you say, this might not work, but from this insight, I have this assertion. And these people that I'm presenting to, they want to hear what I have to say. They are curious. So that is why this is number three on my list, and why this meeting is important, because the purpose is for us to share our assertion as an opportunity to potentially open up a door, but most of the time it opens up a door, and there might be a chance to walk through that door. And those curious members say, based on your assertion, your worldview, and now my understanding of these daily practices, I am curious how I can think deeper about my expertise. I'm curious what I know that is a benefit in my day-to-day life or on these calls, what it means. So this leads me to my last point, and this is why I brought in Seth and Amazon and Deloitte and Bacteria. So the last point is resistance. And I love, because Lisa shared the Deloitte research with me, is that it says in there, and we've talked about this a little bit, that the future of companies is to hire and consistently be training those to be prepared for a job that has not been invented yet. If companies are training for a job that's already been invented, later down the road, we're going to have problems because schools are not built in preparation for the job that's already been invented. And the hard part about this is that we have been trained for so many years. If something goes wrong or doesn't work, you failed. You feel this shame. You tell yourself a story. I do the same thing, that goes something like this. You're not as good as you think you are, right? So we believe that this meeting is important to show up every week because for the last 30, 50, however many years that we've been consumed by this economy Kool-Aid of just follow the rules and preparing for this job, that failure is not an option. And asking these tough questions when there might be labeled right by something keeps us from trying. So if I think about this from Seth Godin again, how should we prepare for the future of work? And it's this: learn how to generously and persistently fail. So try something new, fail, get back up again, try something new. And once you've mastered this sort of mentality of who is it for and being curious and generous and striving to be comfortable in this concept of launching something new, then it's this concept of not giving into the resistance. You're pushing through the resistance. And regardless of the past you, and the past that you've been learned, you get this chance in the future to do it over again. And this is what ties in the whole bacteria portion that I was talking about. So if I go back to my days working in a chemistry lab, biology lab, whatever you want to call it, and I was working with bacteria, what I loved about bacteria was that they are resistant. And you might say, well, that's why I don't like bacteria. But if you go through the list of why this meeting is important, all these things are similar with bacteria. There's this habit. They show up and they do the work they're meant to do, and then they adapt on what's standing in the way. So you might say Amazon is a bacteria. They were sued by Barnes & Noble, sued by Walmart. You can name the list of companies that have sued them at the very beginning and through time, but they continued the course of the same habit. They're basically almost immune to the critics out there now. And same would go with Seth or Stephen Pressfield or any of those individuals. So bacteria, along those same lines, they're curious. You put them in a place where they don't really know why they're there, and they'll find a reason to be there. They'll adapt and go, oh, this is interesting. And I'll pick Lisa out as a point, and I hope you're okay with this. But we always talk about this comment that's put back on us in a meeting, and someone says something outlandish. And Lisa always goes, oh, that's curious. I'm curious about that. What is it? What is that? So it's simply the point of why this meeting is important, is that we're all in the world together. How we spend our time is what will get us to the thing that we're chasing. We built this for speakers to be generous, the audience to be curious, for this to be a habit, and for us to go through that resistance of being persistent as we fail. So this is simply an offering for those to share what you believe your purpose is, sharing that expertise in a form that might not work, but you're stepping out with the courage, with the generosity, and overcoming that resistance for those who are curious, who have built the habit into their lives. And who knows, maybe a door is open for you. Thank you.